If you're on social media, you know her by at Samantha CP underscore. She is Sam Chang. She is one of the hosts of The Broadscast, which dropped its first episode this morning. Sam, thank you very much for doing this. Welcome to the program. My only complaint is you dropped it right before my show. I couldn't listen to the body of work because I was just getting ready to hit the air. How are you today?
Hi, Scott. I'm great.
Excellent.
Sorry about the timing.
No problem whatsoever. Of course, you're not on my schedule, but I do look forward to listening to this because I do think it's unique. You have five women who happen to be Canucks and hockey fans all working together. For the uninitiated, what is the concept of The Broadscast?
The Broadscast is meant to be a podcast for hockey fans, mostly Canucks fans, from the perspective of five female fans. I think one of the things that was important to us in coming up with the concept is that all five of us are pretty different individuals. So we want to highlight the fact that, first of all, consumption of sports from a female perspective is different than the traditional way we've seen sports presented, primarily by men. And also just to give an example of the ways in which even female fans are different and have different views and consume it in different ways.
Yeah, let's get into that because that is of such interest to me, Sam, and I'd really like your perspective on this. In your opinion, in what ways have female Canucks and hockey fans been underserved?
I think that's a really interesting question. I was talking to Chris Faber about this the other day, but even for me, growing up, you know, I listened to you when I was younger. I listen to you now. I grew up listening to Dan Russell, and the ways in which I learned about hockey and the way I learned about the way it was covered was always from, I think, a very male perspective, that was to me how hockey was covered. Since I've become more active on Twitter, I think you can see the different avenues and different areas of interest in hockey that women pay attention to. And that's not to say we're not also interested in kind of the traditional analysis of analytics and lineups and all of that kind of stuff. But there's, I think, a little bit more appetite for something a little more lighthearted, something that looks at some of the off-ice issues from a more critical eye and in a different light. We do find interest in what Austin Matthews is wearing and whether or not that is actually stylish or not, which we cover in our first episode, and just kind of things that are a little more lighthearted and maybe not traditional analysis.
She is Sam Chang. She is 1/5 of The Broadscast, which debuts today, in fact. She goes by at Samantha CP underscore on Twitter. You can find her there on social media, and she joins me this morning on Sportsnet 650. And I think that's an interesting point you make. It's not as though the coverage, in your opinion, has been bad. It's just that it maybe is lacking something for a certain segment of the population that has kind of been ignored. Is that fair to say? Is it fair to classify that way?
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. And that's definitely some of the positive feedback we've gotten early on from female fans and from other male fans who are looking for a different tone of coverage or a different area of coverage. We've gotten feedback that they appreciate that we're talking about things that are not necessarily covered in mainstream hockey coverage, and covered in a way that feels maybe like a safer space for people who aren't traditional fans.
Well, and the term unconscious bias plays into this for me, Sam, in that you will have either male presenters or male hockey fans from the past who listen to what you guys are doing and they hear something different and their reaction is probably, oh, I never thought about that. Do you get a lot of that as well?
We do get a lot of that, and I've been really impressed by that. I mean, I think we've gotten feedback that, you know, we seem to criticize male coverage a lot. I think it maybe doesn't necessarily come across on Twitter, but a lot of that is tongue-in-cheek. And it's meant to poke fun at the more traditional structures. But we've actually gotten quite a lot of feedback from male hockey fans who have said, yeah, that's a really interesting way to look at it. And you've actually found a different way to look at hockey that I've never thought about. And it's actually really fun. And so that's been really rewarding.
Sorry, I did not mean to interrupt you there, Sam. But again, this is something that I think is interesting as well. And part of what I've picked up from the conversations I've watched you have with your co-hosts online, and obviously the account of the broadcast as well, is that, hey, this is a hockey podcast presented by women. That doesn't mean it's only for women, correct?
Correct. It's definitely, you know, we definitely want to appeal to people of all genders.
And as we have that discussion, to me, this is where we find people's comfort level. And if you are comfortable with yourself as a hockey fan, I don't care what gender you are, you should be willing to engage in a discussion that it's not perfect, it can be better, and people from all walks of life have input into how it can be better, and this is just a group that is kind of pointing that out and highlighting it for, again, a segment of fans that has often been ignored.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think, you know, anyone who follows me on Twitter knows this, but I've always kind of thought that it surprises me when people get upset by coverage in different ways. I think that if you really love hockey and you want to share what you love about it, part of the work around that is making it accessible to more people. And that includes recognizing that people watch and consume hockey in different ways, find it interesting in different ways. And I think the more angles we take on it and the more different voices we get, the more we open the doors of hockey to other people to love it and make it a bigger sport.
And part of that is debate. And that's what I love about this. We can have adult conversations and we can debate and we can agree to disagree at the end of the day, but it doesn't need to get personal. And that is where I think people cross the line. And I imagine you guys have encountered that along the way in part of this journey as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of what spurred on what made us want to create this podcast was certainly each of us as individuals on Twitter have gotten some pretty nasty DMs, replies, and things that are pretty personal. And I think there's a tendency on social media, regardless of what the topic is, whether it's hockey or something else, for that to happen. And to some extent, part of the reason we created this was to be able to push back on kind of the stereotypes that come across in those kinds of messages, and to foster an environment where we can talk about that in a more lighthearted way and in a safe way, and kind of show other women, other hockey fans that, you know, it doesn't really matter what people say to you. Like, we can create that space for ourselves.
At SamanthaCP_ on Twitter. She is Sam Chang, 1/5 of the broadcast, which debuts today. It's a brand new Canucks and hockey podcast being generated in our market. And you guys have a very diverse host list. You've got 5 different women from different backgrounds doing it. What has been the biggest challenge in putting this together in the infancy of the project?
I think there are 2 very different challenges. One is we all have so many ideas. It's been hard to kind of group them together and filter in and out what we should cover in each episode. But that's a good problem to have. The other problem is we've been recording virtually. And so it's been a pretty steep learning curve for us, none of us having done the technical side of podcasting before, to deal with recording and editing. And all of the credit for that goes to Vanessa Jang, who does an incredible job, you know, editing our audio, editing out some of the random digressions we get into when we're talking. And Vanessa's just put in a ton of time and she's incredibly talented and we're so grateful for her.
I like people taking their shot, and I like the fact that you guys decided to do something that I imagine has been talked about a lot of different times by female hockey and Canucks fans, but you guys said, okay, let's do it. It means being vulnerable. It means opening yourself up to both positive and negative criticism. What has the feedback been like so far?
The feedback has been really incredible. I think we were kind of expecting the worst, and what we've really gotten is a lot of positive feedback from casual fans, from tons of media members like yourself, and lots of other Canucks media members. We've gotten feedback from national media members, and overall, it's been really, really overwhelmingly supportive. And we've been really blown away by how pleasant and how excited everyone is about this.
Good for you. I'm glad that it's off to a good start. And I saw you guys are inviting feedback. And you know it's not all going to be positive. You know there's going to be some jerks along the way that you got to toss into the dumpster of social media. But good for you guys for doing this. I wish you the best. All the best moving forward. I look forward to hearing the episode once I'm off the air.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Scott.